bought an Xbox 360 back in 2007 from Comet in Solihull, Birmingham. And as I was looking at the Xbox, this chap popped up and was sort of telling me about the various deals and the bundles and things I could get with it. When I found the one I wanted, he then went on to explain about the extended warranty. And because, you know, the Xbox is renowned to have the problem of the ring of death, I thought it best to possibly go for this. So I made him explain what it was. And what it is, for 3 years you're covered. It's $49.99 for 3 years. If anything goes wrong with the Xbox, whether you drop it, whether it fails, whether you get the ring of death, they will replace it for the next best model. Great, I thought. I mean, extended warranties are something I never, ever take out. It really annoys me, the fact that you go into any shop, purchase any electrical good, and they will try and flog you this extended cover, whether it be a £1,000 computer or a £4 toaster. They'll try and push this extended cover, and it really annoys me. But I thought, because of the problems the Xboxes have, I thought it might be a good idea. So I went for it. And then, a couple of years later, Friday, in fact, I turn on my Xbox, ring of death. No problem, I think. I'll just take it back into Comet. They will replace it for the next best model, which I'm thinking is an Xbox 360 Elite. I'm quite excited about getting a new Xbox. So I'll bundle it all up, put it in this box, take it to Comet, take it to the customer services desk, hand my policy, my receipt over, and say, look, my Xbox is broken. I'm here to get it swapped. She looked at the receipt for a while and then told me all she could do was send it away for a repair. But that's not what I paid for. I paid £50 so I could get it replaced. So it went backwards and forwards for a bit. She went and got her manager. She came. I mean, they were both, the two people that served me were both polite and professional. But it wasn't the outcome that I wanted. I felt really cheated. I said it wasn't really good enough. What are you going to do about it? They basically said nothing. Begrudgingly, I left my Xbox there for repair, but I asked for their customers, their head office number, because I was going to make a complaint. Not about the members of staff, but just about the situation. So they gave me a thing with it, with a number on it. So I called customer services. They said, "Oh, there's nothing really we can do. The guy who sold it used obviously made some sort of mistake. He doesn't work at the company anymore. There's not a lot we can do. All we can say is sorry." And I don't think sorry was really good enough, but I accepted his sort of, half-assed apology. So I did something I've never really done before, which was to write a letter of complaint. I don't really write letters at the best of time, let alone letters of complaint. I'm not really a complainer. I tend to let things wash over me and try and go through with a minimal sort of upset. But I felt so compelled to write this letter, so I started writing as soon as I got home. And I explained the situation, explained what happened. I put all the dates in, I put all the names I had in. I put in a copy of the receipt for the insurance and a receipt for the Xbox. And I put in the letter, I sort of chronicled what happened. And then just put across how disappointed I was in this trusted retailer. Over the years, we've bought TVs, Hoovers, kitchen appliances. We've bought everything from this Comet, and I was just really disappointed. I felt really cheated. I felt lied to. I'd been missold a product, and the actual crux of the letter was basically saying, it's so important that your staff know what they're selling. They're not making things up to make things more attractive. I mean, he may have been on commission, so for these extra policies he sells, he might get an extra, couple of £100 at the end of the month. I don't know. But he lied to me, he missold me this product, and he is a representative of Comet. It should stand. I mean, I've said, if you want to compensate me by sending me a new Xbox, or if you want to reimburse me for the £50 that I've spent, brilliant. So we'll see what happens. We'll have to see what happens. I'll keep you posted. But just think twice next time you're shopping in Comet and someone tries to sell you something, they might not know what they're on about.